questions. In this part of the test, you'll hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part three with question number 51. Number 51. Do you know how to swim?
No, I've always been afraid of water.
You should take swimming lessons. You never know when you may need to keep yourself from drowning. And water can be a lot of fun.
Number 52.
Is that someone at the door?
It sounds like it. Are we expecting someone?
Maybe. My sister said she might drop by.
Number 53.
Did you see Tom this morning?
Yes. He was at the bank and said he was going to apply for a loan.
Brad could explain why he's not returning my call.
Number 54.
We do a lot of camping in the mountains. What would you recommend for two people?
You'd probably be better off with a four-wheel drive vehicle.
We have several off-road trucks in stock, both new and used.
You may be right. I'd like to try one out, if it's all right.
Number 55.
Can you help me find a book on South America?
What specifically would you like to know about? We catalog our books in many different ways.
Just something general. I'm writing a paper entitled The People and Their Culture.
Number 56.
Excuse me. I seem to have forgotten where I left my car. Can you tell me where visitor parking is?
Sure. It's in Lot C, over that way.
Oh, sure. Now I see it. Thank you very much.
Number 57.
How often is the trash collected from this building?
A truck comes by once a week.
From the look of things, once a week isn't enough. Carlin arranged to have them come twice a week and have this all cleaned up.
Number 58.
I just got a new box of floppy disks. Do you need any?
No, thanks. I just got X myself. They're having a sale at Wilton's computer store.
That's where I bought mine. I think we got a good deal.
Number 59.
Excuse me. I'm looking for the office of your plant manager.
It's on the third floor. You can take the elevator over there.
Thanks. I'm late for a meeting. Is your manager the kind of person to get upset?
Number 60.
Can I cash this check here?
Only if you have an account with this bank.
Yes, I do. Here's my ID.
Number 61.
I'm worried about Pat. He looks awful.
I know. He has a fever. It might be a good idea to send him home.
I agree. The rest of us don't want to come down with whatever he has.
Number 62.
Plug, who should have the Parsons purchase order now?
I'll just give it to John for processing.
Good. Can you have him make a copy of it and send it over to me? I'd like to see it.
Number 63.
Aren't you even a little bit disappointed that you didn't get your promotion?
Maybe a little, but I know I need more experience before I'll be ready for that kind of responsibility.
I suppose you're right.
You haven't been with us long and would probably be opening yourself up to a lot of problems.
Number 64.
Tell us, what do you see as the market for this book?
It deals with ethics, and I would expect it to be of interest to anyone in the legal profession.
Then perhaps we should direct our advertising to law offices, attorneys, and paralegals.
Number 65.
Could you help me sort these files?
I would, but I have a meeting to go to in just a few minutes.
There's a lot here to do. After your meeting, could you check with me to see whether I finished?
Number 66.
Do you know when the grocery store closes?
It's open only until 8 today.
I better hurry then. I need to get some milk before it closes.
Number 67.
It finally looks as if we're getting a good restaurant in the neighborhood.
Yes, it'll be run by a family that I hear has two other very successful restaurants.
I'm sure they've made all the mistakes they're going to and know just what they're doing. We're lucky to have them coming here now.
Number 68. How much do you think we should pay for the house?
I'd say, offer them $5,000 under their asking price. In the housing market, nobody ever expects to get what they ask.
That's what I was thinking. Let's make the offer.
Number 69.
That summary you wanted was in the file cabinet.
Really?
I was sure I'd left it on your desk.
I thought so too, but that's not where I found it.
Maybe someone put it away.
Number 70.
Did you go to that baseball game on Saturday that you were talking about?
I tried, but it was rained out.
That's too bad. You were really looking forward to it.
Number 71.
I really admire your secretarial staff.
We take only the best in our support areas. They have a heavy workload, and we give them a lot of responsibility.
I wish our support staff were half as good.
Number 72.
These new shoes hurt my feet.
It takes time to break in a new pair of shoes.
Yes. But I think they should have gotten a larger size.
Number 73.
When does the train from Frankfurt arrive?
Let's see.
It's supposed to get in at 10:14, platform 7.
I thought so. But that's in only 2 minutes, and another train is standing in the way.
Number 74.
How far is the airport from here?
2 miles. It's only a few minutes' ride.
I have a flight to Springfield that leaves in an hour.
I guess we're close enough that I won't have to worry about missing it.
Number 75.
Here's that magazine you were looking for.
Thanks.
Is that the latest issue?
Yes. It's the one that came out last week.
Number 76.
I'd like to speak with Jim Water.
Just a minute. I'll see if he's in.
This is Bill Allison. Please tell him I have an urgent matter to take up with him.
Number 77.
Excuse me, conductor. Can I still get a sleeping compartment on this train?
Yes. There are 4 places available back in car 45. The price is $65 per person, including a continental breakfast.
Fine. I'll need only one. I'm traveling alone.
Number 78. I did so well on the sale of my house that I have enough money to buy that piece of land I've had my eye on and build on it.
Congratulations. Does that mean you'll be moving soon?
Not so fast. I don't even have the property yet. Number 79.
I have an elderly mother and worry about her going on a plane. Is there any danger?
Not if her heart's not weak. You have a heart condition. I'd recommend against it.
No, she has no serious health problems.
Number 80.
I'm still confident about that Polish investment.
I think you're right. It hasn't been profitable, but the market has to grow.
I hope we're right. If not, it'll be a costly mistake.
Part 4. Directions. In part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book. So you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, staff. I've invited you in this morning for a special announcement. Yesterday, in a meeting with United Communications Group, we came to terms on a merger of our company with UCG, effective immediately. This is not a takeover of one company by another, but a joining of equals, a benefit to all. The two companies have related but not equivalent product lines. Through imaginative future product design and a combining of marketing and overhead functions, we expect to reduce expenses and become much stronger in the marketplace. I ask that you all cooperate with us during the days and weeks ahead. I will now answer any questions you might have.
Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 82 in your test book and answer it. Questions 83 and 84 refer to the following announcement.
The weather forecast for today, Monday, is for clouds, high temperatures, and humidity. We will go over the 100 degrees Fahrenheit mark, and humidity will reach 97%. Rain is expected shortly after noon, which should cool things down some, but not much. More of the same is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures finally dropping on Wednesday. Advice for today and tomorrow? Don't turn off the air conditioner.
Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 84 in your test book and answer it. Questions 85 through 87 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? Will the owner of a black four-door sedan, license number TOP987, please report to the security office? Your car has been towed and impounded for violation of fire lane safety regulations. I repeat, will the owner of a black four-door sedan, license plate number TOP987, please report to security?
Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 87 in your test book and answer it.
88 and 89 lead to the following introduction.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you today a man whose caring and dedication have helped thousands of handicapped people throughout the country. The man that you are about to meet is the president and CEO of First Sight, an organization that selects and trains dogs to assist the sightless. Through the determination of one man who wanted to help his only son lead a normal life, First Sight became a reality. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arthur T. Boyle.
Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 89 in your test book and answer it. Questions 90 and 91 refer to the following appeal.
Ladies and gentlemen, my country is in the midst of a national crisis. During the past month, our people have endured a series of torrential rainstorms that have caused rivers to overflow, washing out entire villages and destroying crops. This disaster has not only forced people from their land, but has also caused the spread of disease and infection. Without medical attention, our people will die. We do not have adequate vaccines to treat the sick. We need your help. Europe has supplied us with blankets and clothing, but we still require food and medical supplies. Your donations will go to a grateful people.
Now read question 90 in your test book and answer it. Read question 91 in your test book and answer it. Questions 92 and 93 refer to the following advertisement.
Ice cap refrigerators are convenient rental refrigerators for the short-term resident and are available in nearly every major city in the country. A favorite of college students, they are only 1 meter in height. They are easily transportable and they fit into any room. Ice caps are spacious inside and remain cool even under the hottest conditions. Ice cap refrigerators, available for pickup or redeliver.
Now read question 92 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Questions 94 through 96 refer to the following announcement.
Automobile buyers list. Beginning tomorrow and for the next 15 days, you will get the buy of your life on any of a variety of new imported luxury automobiles just off the boat from Germany. This morning, the factory sent word that to raise cash immediately for the next 2 weeks, we are to sell, sell, sell. We do not know what the problem is, but we do as we're told. No loss is your gain. These cars are fully equipped luxury models with the latest high-tech gadgetry. Porcelain blocks, 6 cylinders, 24 valves. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the age of space. Everything moves or adjusts with the touch of a button. For safety, you get airbags. Come see us first thing tomorrow. And bring your checkbook.
Now read question 94 in your test book and answer it. Question 95 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 96 in your test book and answer it. Questions 97 and 98 refer to the following announcement.
Please stand by. The captain will announce when the craft is secured to the dock and it is safe to disembark. Until then, please stay behind the yellow line. Please be sure that you have gathered all of your belongings before you disembark. And thank you for letting us serve you aboard the Blue Water Princess, the newest of our growing hydrofoil fleet.
Now read
read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it. Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following notice.
There will be a staff meeting on June 20. All departments may submit agenda items. Please put anything you would like to discuss in writing and submit it by June 15. Surprise agenda topics will not be entertained at the meeting. The Employee Relations Office will present its reorganization plan at this meeting, and all employees are urged to attend.
Now read question 99 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.